You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF for short, is a UN organization that evaluates and monitors the economic policies and financial situations of member states. The IMF's recent evaluation of New Zealand led to several recommendations. Tax reform featured heavily in the recommendations, with the IMF suggesting New Zealand imposes a capital gains tax as well as a land value tax. I spoke to Professor of Tax Law, Craig Eliff, about the IMF's recommendations.
The IMF, they do this on a regular basis. They come in and sort of do a health check, and they're looking at, I guess, the adequacy of the fiscal position in terms of the ability for us to meet all our obligations, and then their role is they're just part of a large international organisation that was designed to provide potential funding for countries around the world, and we're a member. And so when they look at the recommendations that they made for New Zealand, they're concerned about the fiscal sustainability of our current tax base. They think it is too narrow, and they're also concerned about the inflationary effects of tax cuts. And so they were sending some messages of caution, really, to the government, predominantly, to say, look, you know, be cautious about, we've borrowed quite a lot in recent history, be cautious about the level of borrowing, be concerned about how, you know, and try hard to return to surplus as quickly as possible, and examine the stability of the tax system.
One of the IMF's suggestions was that we institute a land value tax. What would a land value tax look like in Aotearoa?
Yes, sure. So a land value tax is really just, it's kind of pretty much as it says, it's a tax on the value of the land. So that's can be either a net tax, i.e. you take the gross value of the land and then subtract any borrowings you might have against it, or alternatively it could be based on the absolute value of the land. Now, they weren't specific as to whether that's all forms of land, whether it's commercial or residential, but it could be in any of those things.
The last Labor government had an unprecedented majority during the term in government, and yet they failed to implement a capital gains tax. Are there any stipulations or exemptions that you believe could be included in a possible capital gains tax legislation that would make it more politically viable?
Yes. I suppose looking back, the members of the tax working group that made the recommendation for a capital gains tax proposed that it be income taxed at the marginal tax rate of taxpayers. I think with the benefit of hindsight, it would have been better for us to have proposed a lower flat rate of tax, so perhaps 15%, rather than the marginal tax rate of taxpayers. And that would have made the taxation of capital lower than the taxation of labour. But of course, at the minute, the taxation of capital is largely non-existent. So that would be one step that would make it more palatable, I think, for voters. In the meantime, there is actually kind of the spectre of wealth tax arising. So I think the political situation is changing, because the risk is that people get fed up with a political system that can't deliver any sensible tax change, and that would mean that would pivot them towards wealth tax. Indeed, that's the attitude and approach of quite a few of the political parties on the left, and so centre New Zealand probably faced with a choice between capital gains tax and wealth tax, I think will gravitate towards the capital gains tax, because it's a tax that actually taxes income, things that have come in, as in cash flow movements, whereas a wealth tax just is a calculation based on asset values, which can be harder to fund. So there's a question of liquidity and the ability to meet that tax obligation, and it's very much more compliance heavy, and it's uncommon internationally. So for all those reasons, I think the political environment for capital gains taxes is changing, slowly moving towards greater acceptability.
And you spoke a little bit there at the start about the IMF's recommendations, or there was a little bit of concern about our tax base and it being narrow. Are there any other areas of our economy that we can be looking at to draw tax from to solidify that?
Well, yes, there are, but they're not as bigger areas. But there are certainly areas, the tax working group recommended that we look much more closely at environmental taxes. So that's one basket of taxation that New Zealand doesn't do very much or very well. And that would be one area to focus on, particularly if the term is hypothecate, which means that you can channel that particular form of taxation back into environmental matters. So I think if we were to look at environmental taxes in that way as a discouragement, if you like, for polluting activities and an encouragement for the development of positive environmental, then that would be a sensible behavioural tool. So that's one area. The other areas you mentioned about land taxes, that's another key area. There are some additional taxation areas that are a feature of New Zealand's past and have been mentioned, and these are taxes on they're called loosely windfall taxes, but they are additional corporate taxes in situations where usually arising from something like the pandemic, where companies have been spectacularly successful because of circumstances beyond their control. But that's a form of taxation that could be used in situations where you have monopolistic or anti-competitive behaviours, which I'm hesitant to sort of name them, but you can probably think of particular areas, be that supermarket sort of banking and other areas where very large profits are being made and the element of competition is not perhaps as great as it might be in other areas of the economy.
That was Professor of Law, Craig Eliff. We'll be back after a quick break. Make sure you keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.